Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hey there, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, but you know that you're listening to the number one podcast that addresses industrials, insight, and everything in the universe. That's what I'm sticking to. That's what I'm all about. We celebrate you because you are bold, brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, you're changing the world. You're an industrial professional. You're a company that gets it done. That's what we do on the Industrial Talk Podcast. We got another great interview, and I'm just living the dream because I get to interview all these great leaders, especially during this time of challenge. It's a big boat out there. Let's get going. That's my silky, smooth singing voice. So I was walking. I did my non-essential dog walk this morning. My dog is absolutely the best shape of it's ever been for this non-essential dog walking routine. And I met with a lot of other people who were non-essential walking their dogs, too, in the neighborhood. So there you have it. That is your update on non-essential activities that I've been doing. Dog walking. My pool is clean. My lawn is mowed. I even pressure washed my pool deck. Everything is absolutely pristine because I'm non-essential. However, let's get going. Okay, a couple of things before we get right into the interview. One, we're creating a series, and it's really sales, marketing, and branding. It highlights incredible professionals within the sales profession. And all we're trying to do, and it's a hot seat type of format, and all I'm going to try to do is just pepper them with questions of challenges. What do we need to do today? What can we do tomorrow? Because the real important component to this whole thing is, how do we compress that time to success, right? We've been off for about a month. It's going to be a little longer than that. What do we do? How do we get back up and running? How do we create greater opportunities to bring in more revenue? What strategies can we deploy? Because the way you're doing business before the viruses to where you have to do it today completely changed. You just got to recognize it. You got to come up with innovative solutions and strategies. And this roundtable, this hot seat roundtable, is being created. I've got a great meeting today, and we're going to launch it real soon, and you'll get all the information associated with that, too. All right, on to the interview right now. Jeroen Balzer, that's B-A-L-Z-E-R. He's out of Amsterdam. He used to have an office out of Amsterdam. Really love the country, love the town, love the city, love whatever. Great people, incredible beer. Yeah, I like that. Okay, and you know what we're going to be talking about, because it is so timely, are communication strategies. Of course, when you got this disconnected workforce, not only just a disconnected workforce, but what are you going to do when it also addresses your customers? How do you communicate with them? What technology, what strategies, what approaches do you apply? Or what about prospects? How do you sell? How do you communicate your solutions in this new world? Because, you know, it's going to be different, because I don't know where it's going, and I don't think anybody else. I think it's going to be one of those things that just evolves over time, but I think right now you got to start thinking about it, right? It's a lot of thinking in that sentence. And get some strategies nailed down now and start doing it. I'm going to also be doing a series on I call it digitally paying it forward. It's a must. So I'm going to be doing a podcast on that probably right around the corner. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Anyway, Jeroen Balzer, he is the founder and CEO at Floridino. He is a senior contributor and business coach at that company. He's also the founder of it. He's got a great website out there. And you go out to his stat card on LinkedIn, you'll just be absolutely amazed at what type of, you know, street cred he has, skills he brings to the table. So let's get going with the interview. Enjoy the interview with Jeroen Balzer. All right, Jeroen, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. How are you doing out there?
Hey, Scott, good morning, and doing well. How are you doing?
No complaints on this side, I'm telling you right now. Completely optimistic, moving forward, all good stuff. for the listeners out there, Jerome, give us a little background on who you are, just real quick, and then we're going to go into a topic that's really important to me, and that is just leveraging technology for business, and we're going to talk a little bit about setting up a virtual conference and all that good stuff. So give us a little background there, Jerome.
Yeah, sure. Well, I've worked at several companies, owned my own company, and for the last 20 years worked with global teams. And what I also did during the last 20 years was providing training and optimizing conversations, techniques, and new presentations online. And there's a lot of, for a lot of people, a lot to improve there.
Yeah, I find that many companies are creating virtual offices, right? And that to me is a subject matter for how do you continue to get productivity out of people that are remotely disconnected in a sense, and using technology to be able to bring them together, which is really important. And so that's why this podcast is really important. We're going to be talking a little bit about strategies for setting up a conference call and the guidelines associated with it and going forward. Because the bottom line, Drone, is the fact that it's not going away. I think everybody knows that they're starting to disconnect. So a question I have for you real quick is on your part, the problems that you see. I'm finding that companies in general are encouraging this disconnection and as opposed to bringing people together in a conference room. Tell us a little bit about that. If you just sort of lay that foundation of what's taking place in business.
Sure. Well, the goal for this podcast is to share a sort of guidance, to get tips and do's and don'ts, because I guess we all have seen many people struggling through video conferences, virtual meetings, conference calls, or whatever you want to call them. And so I think we can help others to become better in doing a conference call very successful.
Yeah, and I think the technology is there to encourage that, because I know for me personally, if the conference call is wrought with challenges, technical setup incorrectly, not clearly stated objectives or time limits and all of that stuff, I drop off in a matter of a second or two, right? It could be great content. It could be great information and important information for the business, but I'm going to sort of like, I'm not going to sit through it. And that's counterproductive. So let's go through the topics. We've got, in essence, in this particular podcast, we're going to be talking a little bit about the before conference. What do we need to do set up? The second one is, of course, the arrangements associated with the conference. And then finally, during the conference. So let's start a little bit about, or talk a little bit about before the conference. So you say, yeah, let's go virtual conference. Now what? What do we need to
sure.
do?
Sure. As always, with every meeting, I suggest to be prepared at least one day before you start having this conference. And make sure that you test the technical thing. So make sure that your device, the tool that you're using, if that's whether Zoom or WebEx or one of those many others, make sure that you test them. They almost all have a test environment that you can use. Check your camera, check the sound, make sure that your battery is charged off your device, and also choose the right location. If you have, I have a boring background, but we did have many calls, and in one of those calls, a gentleman had his background sort of bathroom door in the background. And you can imagine what happened during the call while that bathroom door started to open and his wife came out.
Yikes.
So that's not something you would like to show to your colleagues or coworkers. Or.
Yeah, no, that...
true story.
It really? It was a true story?
It is, yeah, sure.
That's funny.
So and then... And that happens to me as well, kids walking through the screen. I mean, if you talk with customers, not a good thing. if you are in an unfamiliar crowd with your colleagues. I do not have much of a problem with it as long as they're quiet. They say hello to someone. But it can be very distracting. So, yeah, judge it by yourself and make sure that you have all that good arrangements in place.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point about the technology and the technical component associated with it. I think that the platforms that exist out there, and also the computers have great cameras, right? So there's a lot of great technology out there, but to get them all operating in sync is important and make that happen. Right. And it just requires a little effort on the upfront to be able to ensure that is happening. Right.
Sure.
So the number one, okay, let's make sure your technical platform is operating appropriately. You got the good sound. You've got a good camera, if that's what you need to do, the good video, and make sure that with any meeting that it can handle dynamic conversation, I would imagine. Right.
Well, and of course, if you start to look into the arrangements, if you want to use the camera, which is not always the case, obviously, I would also send an invite with an agenda and with the invitation and make sure that the use of a camera is desirable and everyone knows that this is what you would like to do during this meeting, because it's a sort of company culture. You need to create that culture yourself. You need to set the boundaries, make sure everything is comfortable, aware up front with what is expected from them.
Right.
So, yeah, I've worked for several global companies, and sometimes the use of a camera creates funny situations. On the other hand, it also makes sure that people are focused on the conversation, not working through their emails or doing other stuff in the background.
It is a balance. I hear what you're saying. I think that it's hard to have a conference call with a lot of people and everybody has a camera going on. I recognize that is a bit of a challenge. But when you have a smaller group, I think it's, for me personally, I want to see their face. I want to see their reactions. I want to have that interaction that communicates those nonverbal, whatever. Hey, Olin, I see that you might have a problem, whatever it might be. I think that there's benefits. And to your point, not to disparage anybody, but you want them to be engaged in the conversation and not looking at emails or texts or whatever it might be.
Right. And I'm working in international teams also sometimes means that people are working from home. Sometimes don't even see their colleagues for weeks or even months. And then it's also important to have this social aspect during a conversation, to see each other, to recognize each other. And
that's real important. I absolutely agree with you on that one. One of the technical challenges that I deal with sometimes in my interviews is that there's a compression limitation. So when somebody does use I can't predict the Wi-Fi or whatever connection on the other end. I can only be sure about mine. And so sometimes what happens is that when you start to video, then you start to impact the compression rate, and then it's the sound gets garbled or something. So that's sort of a real time thing, because you can't predict what that quality of technology will be on the other end.
Right, the bandwidth of the video takes a lot of power from your conversation, probably. So you don't always want to enable that video. That's true.
Yeah, and look at you. I mean, we're having this conversation. You're out of Netherlands, and it's great quality. So it's pretty cool. There's the cool side, and then there's the frustrating side. But when it all works together, it's pretty doggone cool. Always.
Even more important to make sure that when you start to do this video calls, conference calls, as I like to call them, to be prepared, to set time limits, to make sure everyone is aware of the agenda and everyone can be prepared to the topics. And if you then start to do this conference call, make also sure as you lead this call that everyone knows what's going on. And it's like a real life meeting, be on time.
How do you enforce that? Let's say you're not running the meeting. Let's say somebody else, and that individual does everything that you're advocating here, and then sets time limits. But then all of a sudden, that individual in the meeting goes sort of haywire, which it has in the past. It does happen.
Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, stop. Let's stay focused. That type of thing.
Well, I think there need to be someone leading the conference call, and in the agenda, you could use set some time limits, but also someone should guide people through the call, and that starts with an introduction, obviously, showing up on time, make sure that you start on the right time, and some people avoid waiting by schedule a pause between several calls. If you have 10 calls in a day, it's wise to schedule 15 minutes to go to the toilet or to drink a cup of coffee or do whatever you need to do.
Right.
And so you're not after those back-to-back meetings and running out of time. And also sometimes it works for people to start a call 5 minutes past the hour or the half an hour. So instead of starting 1 p.m., it's 5 minutes later. So everyone probably will join around 1, and then they still have 5 minutes to wait for the start of the meeting.
I've been there, done that, and it frustrates me.
I'm personally not a huge fan of waiting sometimes 10 or 15 minutes for people who are not showing up at the end. And I think if you're experienced in conference calls, we've all been there. I personally would like to start, maybe wait a couple of minutes, but start 5 minutes over the scheduled time. Also, out of respect for people who have joined, of course.
Okay, so what we've done is we've talked a little bit about the technology side. Let's lay that out, make sure that everything's running as smoothly as we possibly can. And test and charge and then we're talking about the arrangement, the pre-work that goes into the conference. Make sure you've set time limits, you prepare an agenda, and that individuals that are going to be on the conference call understand exactly what their expectations are for this particular call. Lay it out, and then probably the best one is just start on time. It's easy peasy. Just push play.
Start on right away, and. Also, when you start a conference call, make sure everyone recognizes your voice.
Yeah.
To be introduced in a proper way, probably even better if you have the time, let people introduce themselves. And you also might be able to take a roll call and start the meeting, highlighting the people who are missing or are not on the call. So make sure everyone is comfortable, everyone knows who's on the call. So you're not starting with someone you don't know, or someone who has not been introduced in a proper way. And then, it's time to start, Scott.
And what's interesting, what happens, sometimes people just taper off. How do you keep them engaged? Like if you have 10 people and then 3 people have significant roles to play within the virtual conference, then that leaves 7 people who really don't have anything and they just by virtue of, they just taper off. How do you keep people engaged?
Well, like with all of the meetings, also in a normal meeting, face-to-face meeting, it's important to involve everyone involved. So also with a call, it's important to be quiet sometimes, give other people an opportunity to participate, ask questions to make sure that what you've explained or what you are talking about, that everyone understands and hears you well and can ask questions. I think that's a general rule for all conversations.
Some technology platforms allow for overall questions that can take place. That's one. Or surveys. You can run hey, what do you think about this? Yes, no, this particular topic. Give me your feedback. And that is also another way of being able to engage the individuals that are on the conference call, which is, I find it productive. I mean, sometimes you can get some good feedback. and then it keeps them engaged, and then they recognize that you're trying to keep them engaged. And so during the conference call, when we start talking about etiquette, what does that mean?
Well, it's like in the daily life, it's important to make sure that everyone is respected, everyone has been introduced, everyone knows what the conversation is about, that you understand when the meeting starts and ends. And also, I think one of the important things is that you take the talking, do that a little bit slower than usual. I mean, when in the old days I was training call center agents, and still I have some difficulties with that myself, it's better to start talking a bit slower than usual. And in that way, you can think a bit more about the answers you need to give or the conversation you have, and other people also able to say something. You create some pause to let them share the conversation, start the conversation, share their opinions, or ask questions.
Yeah, and you're right about the slowing down the point, slowing down the conversation. That ensures the likelihood of, not to say that it 100% assures, but the likelihood of the message being consumed, the content being consumed by the people who are listening. Now, the last point in this particular conversation, we're talking about leaving the conference. What does that mean?
Well, I think it's polite. Also, if you have a face-to-face meeting, not to walk out of the room without being noticed, but inform people that you are going to leave, even when you have an urgent thing and someone is having a conversation. You will not stop them in the middle of that conversation. But all those devices these days, they have a chat possibility. So let the leader of the conversation know that you're stepping out, that you urgently need to be somewhere else. And so someone will not ask a question to you personally, which you are not being there any longer.
And I would imagine too, there are sort of calls to action, right? Hey, we're going to summarize this particular meeting. Mary Jo, you have this responsibility. I'll put it in a note and we're going to send it out, and we got a common, whatever it might be. But those things are also clearly articulated within the confines of a meeting call, so that everybody knows what's going to take place. It doesn't just, because I know that for me personally, I've been in meetings where everybody's like, yeah, all right. And then it just dies because there's no other call to action, follow up, summary of the meeting. Is that also part of that leaving the conference?
Definitely, yep. It's very important that everyone knows what's going on. Everyone is comfortable there, and everyone is on board and agrees to the next step. Yep.
All right, listeners out there, we're going to have to wrap this one up. This is about conference call, the guidelines in etiquettes. So because we're getting more stretching, people are becoming disconnected and accessing more global opportunities. We're talking a little bit, how do you leverage technology? So one, you got to get your technology in line. Make sure that it all works and all the devices are charged, and you choose the right location. Don't choose a place where there's a lot of traffic possibly. I mean, sometimes you have to, but for the most part, you want to be able to get in a position where you don't have to worry about people popping in and out and the noise and the distractions and all that good stuff. And then beforehand, we have an arrangement. And of course, you're going to set time limits. You're going to prepare an agenda. You're going to do everything you possibly can to make sure that the meeting, that you've invested a lot of time, energy, and effort on the technology side, the meeting flows, and everybody understands their expectations. And then, of course, during the conference, we're talking about letting people talk, making sure that they're engaged, being able to demonstrate that etiquette of saying, yeah, good, fantastic, move on. And then after the meeting, be able to have those call to actions of follow up and summarize that. Did how's that, Jerome? Did I summarize it all up?
I mean,
that makes sense to me.
I think you did a wonderful job in summarizing that, Scott.
Yeah, because it makes sense to me. Because listeners out there, we've been a part of many conference calls, video conference calls, that do not go that route. And especially if you're sensitive to time, you're sensitive to your time, it's important to start on time, have a proper agenda, have the technology so you don't get distracted by the technology not working. And then, of course, the etiquette and the being able to let people talk and all that stuff. All right. There you go. Drone, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. So stay tuned. And thank you again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Hey, again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you made it. You know, we're just continuously dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. Thank you very much for joining. If there's anything that I can do whatsoever, go out to industrialtalk.com. Reach out to me. I'm here to help any way, shape, or form. At least, come on, let's collaborate. Let's figure out some opportunities. Drone Balzer, that's his name. He is with Floraldino. I got it that time. It took me a little while. I'm always challenged with names. Just trust me. It's a common problem that I have. Reach out to him, and I'm sure, as sure as I'm bald and ugly and my beard is just growing out of control, he wants to connect with you. So, anyway, thank you very much. Let's continue to be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. We need you more than ever, you industrial professional, you company. We need you now. We're going to be doing a series on sales, marketing, and branding. It's already out there, but we're going to have a roundtable, so look forward to that. We're also going to look forward to a series called Digitally Pay It Forward. How can we leverage all of the incredible platforms that exist out there in this new world? Is it really new? Or is it just we just got to do things differently and innovate? So I'll go with that one. Anyway, strategies associated with that, and I think it's going to be very helpful because we're here to give. Collaborate, okay? Be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. That's what we're all about. Talk to you later.